There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And if you like things spicy, as we've said, we've got just the man for you. The inventor of the world's hottest chili is going to join us shortly. But right now, we're going to have a look at one of the new stories making headlines. And it's this. It's a luxury super yacht belonging to a divorced Russian oligarch that's currently docked in Dubai, could soon be leaving the emirate. It's after DIFC courts granted Farkad Akhmadov's family trust the right to appeal for the release of the $1.9 billion dirham sea vessel that was seized earlier this year. Noor Hainadi Kirk from DIFC Court's Deputy Registrar explains where the case has reached.
Because Chief Justice Huang granted the permission to appeal on the 10th of April, the next step is to actually hear the appeal application. So we don't know when that will be, but permission to appeal has been granted.
And Kirk also explains how DIFC courts got involved in the case.
The claimant in this case, being Tatiana Akhmadova, chose to enforce a UK High Court judgment in the UAE. She chose the DIFC court, which is an English common law court. So on the back of the UK High Court enforcement order, Ms. Akhmadova filed an application for a freezing order over the defendant's assets, which are located in the United Arab Emirates.
And that's Noor Hainadi Kirk from DIFC Court. She's a deputy registrar there. And that's the news. Their luxury super yacht belonging to a divorced Russian oligarch could be soon leaving the emirate. That super yacht worth 1.9 billion dirham. That's eye-watering sum of money, isn't it, Tim?
It is. Do you know what I want to talk about now, though? Chili.
You do want to talk about chilies. You are a man of the spice. Indeed.
Well, you, I think, the same. But a man who ate the world's hottest chili, it's known as the Carolina Reaper, in a chili-eating contest, ended up in hospital. This is a story from, what, 2-3 days ago?
Yes.
And we were talking about this for a while, I seem to remember. And now, after experiencing thunderclap headaches, who knew what they were? They are now in the headlines. 34-year-old man ate one Carolina Reaper chili in a contest in New York State. He then suffered these crushingly painful headaches, and they came on for the next few days. So what happens in a thunderclap headache is it comes on and grabs you and then lets you go and then grabs you and lets you go. So it is a constantly biting,
painful
migraine brought on by eating a chili pepper. And a chili pepper at a level as yet unseen. Now, Ed Curry, or Smoking Ed, is the man who created the Carolina Reaper. He heads a company in South Carolina that produces the world's hottest chili pepper and joins us. Ed, good to talk to you.
Yeah, the honor is mine. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it is an honor, a dubious honor. It's not your fault. I understand that. You did describe eating a whole pepper as perhaps not the most sensible move. Let's underplay it slightly. But this is just an incredible story. You've got your chili in the news. It's kind of good news for you. But I've got to ask you, we've called you an inventor of the world's hottest chili. You are, of course, a creator, but where does this drive to create spice come from, Ed?
Well, I actually started it all started in college when I was studying ways to cure certain diseases like cancer and heart disease. Okay. And I came across capsaicinoids, and there is medical research out there that shows that capsaicinoids produce it helps with the body. It helps with fighting disease and such. So that's where it all started. But I got hooked on spicy peppers, and I've been trying to get them hotter and hotter ever since.
So how do you do that? How do you, this is kind of engineering, I suppose, isn't it, in one way?
Kind of, but it's all natural crossbreeding. What we look for is prevalent indices in certain peppers, and then we try to breed the two together. And if the breeding works, those prevalent indices are at a higher rate than in the two parent plants. So essentially, I bred two really hot peppers together and came up with the Carolina Reaper.
Okay.
And Ed, I mean, how much of this do you eat? Because obviously, you've sort of said eating a whole one isn't advisable, but you have a taste for spice. I'm sure your palate must be quite developed. What when you're eating them, how do you eat them?
Well, normally when I eat them, in slices, and I'll eat anywhere between 2 and 3 a day. And I have them with my food because it helps enhance the flavor of the food. And if you eat them on an empty stomach, as this man did, you're going to get cramps and other side effects that are not pleasant at all. Most people cannot keep the pepper down, if you understand what I mean. So it's not pleasant to eat a whole one, though we do it quite often here at our store, and we do it a lot for the camera, you know, when we're on TV and stuff.
Okay.
But I wouldn't advise that a person who is not eating these peppers on a regular basis try to eat a whole one.
When you meet somebody that talks about their love of spice and they bring in jalapenos to the equation, do you kind of scoff at them and think, you're not even started?
I cannot tell you how many people come into the store and tell us that very thing. I love hot food. I'm going to try a Carolina Reaper. I eat jalapenos all the time. And they get mad at me when I cut them a little slice. But then when they eat it, they, you know, sometimes they say they're going to sue me. So, you know, most of the time they just can't even talk because they've never experienced something that hot. We're talking about like a regular jalapeno is between 3,000 and 5,000 Scoville heat units.
Mm.
These average over 1.6 million Scoville heat units.
Wow.
So comparing the two is like comparing a bicycle to a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. You know, there's just no equivalency to them. So we have a lot of videotape of people just rolling around on the floor crying, and you know, you sweat profusely, your mucous membranes run. So it makes for a fun video, but it's not a pleasant experience for them.
And I mean, you have the world record right now. If someone comes along with their own hybrid and it's hotter, it measures higher, I guess, on the Scoville scale, will you then pursue the world record again and have to notch it up a level?
We actually are submitting a newer, hotter pepper to Guinness.
Oh, wow.
That is quite a bit hotter than the Carolina Reaper, and we have quite a few more that are hotter than that. So it's just going to be, with this next one, I don't think anybody's going to be able to break our record, but if they do, we have the research and the data to submit again and break theirs.
Ed, could you give us any insight on what you might call it? Have you named it yet?
Well, right now we've called it Pepper X, and that's just a placeholder for the new pepper. We haven't really come up with the name we're actually going to release it under. And quite frankly, my legal team does not want to tell me if they have come up with the name that we're going to use, because they know I'll tell people like you.
There's an air of mystery with Pepper X there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a fun name, and people have a lot of fun with it.
One more question for you. I'm a lover of spice, and at Christmas, my sister-in-law bought me a little pot of a chili in oil. It turns out it is a red naga murich chili, which I think is originally from Bangladesh, and she bought it ostensibly for me to use in food. But should I take from this that perhaps my sister-in-law doesn't like me very much?
She might not have liked you at the time, but hopefully she does. The Naga Murich was actually the world record about 14 years ago. It was, when we test them, they come in at about 600,000 or 700,000 Scoville heat units. So it's quite a hot pepper.
It is.
But we use all of the ghost pepper family, the Nagas and the Jalokias, mixed in oil for cooking all the time. They're a great pepper. They provide substantial heat, and they taste very good. So,
amazing. Ed, we'll keep watching this space then for the new world record, the hottest chili pepper in the world. Ed, it's been amazing talking to you. Thank you.
Well, the honor is all mine, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Ed, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible, Tim.
I just love it. I mean, that is a seriously hot pepper. If you look at the Scoville scale, it's about 1.6 million. To put it into context there, next to the jalapeno, we all eat jalapenos. Some people can't take them. Some people find that they're just for the babies of the spice world. But it caused a man literally to go into convulsions and headaches. You would not believe it. Hospitalised a man.
He was hospitalised.
Lasted for 5 days.
I think, though, the Smoking Ed, sorry to give him his full title, just that passion that he's got for it too. Really, really interesting.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.